Morning, everybody.
Morning.
So welcome to our service of Holy Communion. Today is the third Sunday before Advent, the day we celebrate or remember as Remembrance Sunday. During our first hymn, all our wreath bearers will bring our wreaths up to be placed by the altar. From then onwards, our service will proceed exactly as it would always do, completely as normal. And then during the final hymn, the wreath bearers will come and collect the wreaths. We will then, at the end of the final hymn, sing the first verse of the National Anthem. And then we will all, or those who are able, depending on the weather as well, who want to, will process out to the War Memorial for an act of remembrance, which will be, I don't know, about 7 or 8 minutes, I would think. And hopefully we will have Air Cadets, the British Legion, and Scouts out there with us. So please do come outside if you can for that. That's it. We have David to preach for us, so we look forward to that. Let's just take a moment of quiet to prepare ourselves for worship. So week by week, we come to this, our temple, to be cleansed from our sins and to remember a particular sacrifice, one on a cross, and in that act of remembering to worship our God, to offer our own sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, and then to offer our lives again in his service. So let us start that act of worship by singing our first hymn, which is hymn number 2, Abide With Me.
Thank you.
So we meet this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Sit or kneel for our prayer. We say together the Collect for Purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments, and to live in love and peace with all. As we say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. And so, Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect prayer for Remembrance Sunday. Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in your beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and the minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The psalmist wrote, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." May it be so for us now as we hear readings from Scripture.
The Old Testament reading is taken from Exodus chapter 33, beginning to read at verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, 'Lead these people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, 'I know you by name, and you have found favor with me.' If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. The Lord replied, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. Then Moses said, Now show me your glory. And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But, he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grant grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In a moment, David will be preaching for us, but before that, we'll sing our second hymn, which is hymn number 44, Blessed Assurance. We'll stand to sing.
Thank you. Hear the word, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. At that time, the kingdom of heaven would be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but they did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom, come out and meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on the way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with them to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, others also came. "Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Today, we remember people, some very close to us, who have lost their lives defending their country. We thank God for our deliverance in the most dangerous times in our history. And perhaps reflect on how it is that in a world which we believe to be governed by the rule of God, wars have become possible. And this leads us to the expression of our deepest longings for peace and for safety. We cry, in a world so full of hatred and violence, where, O Lord, is the peace that passes all understanding? The Reverend Leslie Milton, in his sermon, preached on this day in 2003. He described the situation in the northeast of France in 2 world wars, 1914 and 1939. The area was overrun by the Germans, who believed they were liberating a part of Germany. The young men of the area were conscripted into the German army, where they fought and died. Nowadays, in the rest of France, the war memorials read in the memory of those that died, "Pour la patrie," for our country. But in Alsace, they read, "À nos morts," to our dead. Today, many countries are in armed conflict in all places all around the world. And for each of them, we might ask the question, is this a just war? It's interesting to read the passage from the book of Jonah. The prophet has foretold God's call for repentance. The king heeds God's call. The king repents and calls the people to repent with him and turn from violence. "Who knows," he says, "God may relent and change his mind. He may turn from his fierce anger so that we do not perish." I wonder if there's a lesson for us here today. In a democracy, do we not all bear some responsibility for the conduct of the nation? But all of this does not lessen in any way our gratitude and deep respect for the faithfulness and courage of the men and women of our armed services. I want to present to you today three notions, descriptions and characteristics of the people engaged in our services. Obedience, sacrifice, salvation. Firstly, obedience. One of the first things a new recruit learns is the nature of an order and of the necessary and instant response to it. In the heat of battle, a soldier does not debate the wisdom or correctness of an order. If the platoon sergeant shouts, "Down!" those who hesitate are in grave danger. Obedience saves lives. We all love our heroes. So we might ask, who is the most obedient person in the world has ever known? And as any Sunday school teacher knows, the answer is Jesus. He was obedient unto death, even death upon the cross for our redemption. Not the off chance of a bullet that might hit anyone, or perhaps no one, but a slow, certain death of torture, which he could have avoided. But there are not many of us who have the courage to put ourselves in harm's way, as does the soldier. Secondly, sacrifice. Jesus went to the cross in obedience to his Father for a reason, the redemption of mankind. The soldiers also make sacrifices. They are called to lose control of their lives, to be taken anywhere in the world, a real strain on families and friends. They are called to kill as well as to die, a frightful prospect to all of us. But as Christians, we too are soldiers, soldiers of Christ. We too are in conflict, conflict with the principalities and powers of this dark world. There is sacrifice when we invite Jesus Christ to be our friend, Saviour, and Lord. We voluntarily give up the control of our lives to our almighty, all-powerful, and all-loving God. Finally, salvation. We know, of course, that Jesus died on the cross to save us from the consequence of our sinfulness, which is eternal death, and we are saved to eternal life. But what about those in the armed forces? Did they save us from any consequences? And here we return to our own responsibility as citizens of a free country. Yes, we should be able to say, they died for our freedom, for our peace. And when we put our brave men and women into harm's way, we need to remember that. The question has been asked whether Remembrance Day is still relevant to our postmodern society. And the answer is, I believe, contained in a poem quite recently written by a 13-year-old girl, Rebecca Sullivan, entitled, There Lie Forgotten Men. She's been to an exhibition of the First World War, and she wrote this. She stands there alone at the edge of the silent place, and she is shocked. New wars brew, and these forgotten men will play no part in them. The dead silence warns no tears but hers. In great halls, in moments of great decision, what they fought for is forsaken. And by day's end, new gravestones appear on the blood-red ground. She finds what she seeks. Sergeant John Mulley, aged 27, his life brutally ended, and she stands by his grave. But he can give no answers, and she weeps for him, for the empty hole that he left behind, and for the new emptiness soon to join the black chasm. And her tears join the flood. Lord, we pray for today for the shattered world, some of us for shattered lives. We ask our Heavenly Father to take false values of our world and upend them, to take the oppressed and to free them, to take the leaders and inspire them, to take the past and redeem it, the present and fill it, the future and guide us to it. And so, all our laughter, all our sadness is safe in now God's hands. All our anger, all our gladness, safe now in God's hands. All our stories, all our memories, safe now in God's hands. Those we remember, those we love, safe now in God's hands. Amen.
Let us pray. From the book of Thessalonians, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, when our days are dark and the way ahead unclear, we thank you that you are there, supporting and guiding us. Keep us strong in faith, to hold fast to your promise of what is to come. Keep us vigilant against those who would seek to deceive, and help us to live our lives as witnesses to the fact that you will one day return in your rightful glory. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We stand today with others across the world who are honouring those who have made the ultimate sacrifice in times of national conflict. Father of all, we remember before you all who have suffered during war, those who died, those who returned home scarred by warfare, wounded and disillusioned.
those who waited anxiously at home, those who lost loved ones, and all affected by the toll upon whole communities. We are humble that they sacrificed themselves to win the freedom which we so often take for granted. You also knew the pain of loss through the death of your son, and we ask that you draw near to all who are suffering as a result of conflict now. Give them courage to face their fear, comfort to ease their pain, and strength to overcome their helplessness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, your love sets no boundaries, and your strength is in service. We thank you for those who have chosen to put their lives at risk to help others. We are reminded today particularly of the men and women of our armed forces, but there are countless others whose work goes on in hostile environments. Aid workers, medics, firefighters, missionaries, teachers, and reporters. In many cases, their efforts go unsung and their personal risk is unknown. But we bring them all before you now and ask for your blessing on their endeavors. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray on this Remembrance Sunday that you will give wisdom and restraint to leaders at every level, and a determination to defend the principles of freedom and tolerance, protecting the innocent and guiding the world into the paths of justice and peace. We pray for your church across the world as it seeks to spread the gospel message in love and unity. Help us to celebrate the common ties we share with others in different lands and cultures who know you as their Lord, and to stand strong with them as we practice our faith. We also bring before you our local community and ask that you will guide us to do what we can to promote our church fellowship among our friends and neighbors. God of mission, who alone brings growth to your church, send your Holy Spirit to give vision to our planning, wisdom to our actions, and power to our witness. Help our church to grow in numbers in spiritual commitment to you and in service to our local community. Lord, we ask that you will be with all who are suffering and in need of comfort in our own community. From our notice sheet, we bring before you Edwina and Arshak Sarkissian, Sheila and Harry Knox, Oliver and Anique Heal, Amanda Ricketts, Marjorie Barber, and Peter Sachs, together with their loved ones. And in a short moment of silence, we name before you any others on our hearts this morning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Be with us all, Lord. Let us meet you in dark and bright times alike, and send your Holy Spirit upon us, so that we, in turn, can bring light to others in your name. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Would you please stand? So before God and each other, we affirm our faith by reciting together the words of the Nicene Creed, as we say together, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers. They shall be called children of God. We meet in the name of Christ and we share his peace. So may the peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's share with one another a sign of that peace. As we stand, we'll sing our next hymn, which is hymn number 527, The Day Thou Gavest. Thank you. please sit down. This morning we shall use Eucharistic Prayer 1 on page 5. Eucharistic Prayer 1. Lord, we meet your love in the breaking of bread and the pouring of wine. Sometimes we're not sure why we come. Habit, duty, the easiest option. Sometimes the hymns seem empty, the words are dull, and we don't really concentrate. Quite often our minds wander off to the Sunday papers or whatever the rest of the day holds. But then, Lord, we meet your love in the breaking of bread and the pouring of wine. Around us, people are both discovering love and losing it. Some are striding forward confidently, and others are walking on broken glass. Some are full of hope, and some are crushed and exhausted. And always, your burning and pressing beauty is here as we meet your love in the breaking of bread and the pouring of wine. In our deepest places, there are hidden fears and the thoughts we admit to no one. Perhaps we can begin to see that nothing is unknown to you, Lord, and that you always look with mercy and not with blame. Because here we meet your love in the breaking of bread and the pouring of wine. In this service, we come to break bread for our sin and pour wine for our celebration. We break bread for each other and pour wine for your kingdom. We come ourselves this morning to meet your love in the breaking of bread and the pouring of wine. We know this because the Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, it is our duty and our joy, at all times and in all places, to give you thanks and praise. Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. For he is your living Word. Through him you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. Through him you have freed us from the slavery of sin, giving him to be born of a woman and to die upon the cross. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him you have sent upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us a people for your own possession. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself, made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit. Inspire us with your love and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. We continue on page 17 by saying together the prayer that Jesus himself taught us, as we say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts, by faith, with thanksgiving. the top of page 18, we say together the prayer after communion. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So if you'd like to stand, we'll sing our final hymn, and after that we will sing the first verse of the National Anthem before we proceed out to the War Memorial. So our final hymn is 425, How Great Thou Art.
Oh, while you're playing it as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.